Have you ever felt like your groove was just a little bit off? Like something was just not right. No matter how good things were going or even bad, sometimes when we finally get still, that restlessness would arise and make you think that life ought to be better, different, something more. I remember one evening I was sitting at this little place I used to go. I had my little booth that I set. Had my little yellow legal pad, my ballpoint pen. I liked that place. There was a little bit of buzz, the people. I liked to watch the people and sit with myself, my thoughts, think, feel. Try to discover if there was something my soul wanted to say that could finally make its way out to the paper. And I remember seeing this little young couple come in. And they were pretty little things, and they were arm in arm and laughing, smiling at each other as they walked and they talked. And I watched them, made me smile. And as they got closer, in my observing of them, I saw that as she talked to this man she was with, close giggle, laughing, talking, she, without pausing, without missing a breath, she was scanning the room. And I went, uh-oh. And as they got closer to me, I saw her and watched her still talking and laughing to this man and looking me up and down at the same time. I went, oh Lord, he don't know who he's with. He don't know she was fishing in the weeds. As I recognize that look, it originates in the depths, in the dark, in the unknown. That place where restlessness never sleeps. Even when engaged in conversation, prayer, play, love, work, travel, or dance. Lord, I am seen in church for unconsciously seeking, scanning, assessing for that shape, that fragrance, that sound, that taste, which would satiate the hunger of the heart, that which would quench the thirst of the soul. At times ravenous, at times less demanding, but never completely still, never at rest. Restless eyes, never still. It's not their fault, I guess. They are not aware of the hunger, much less that they search. The object is therefore unfathomable. Endless loop, boredom, interest, excitement, disappointment. Boredom, interest, excitement, disappointment. Becoming more and more bitter, tired, torn, and ragged from the search. Seeking that which is unnamed, unseen, just desire cast upon a world of people doing the same damn thing. Hooks cut and mangle soul as they are ripped and yanked out of flesh and spirit. Baby, it's like fishing blind and in the weeds. Show us the way, boys. Helps your groove. It sure does mine. Thank you, boys. Tear it up. in the sloop, boredom, interest, excitement, and disappointment again. Boredom, interest, excitement, disappointment again. Ain't you getting tired of that? Listen to your groove. It's trying to show you the way, a different way, a better way. The answer's not out there. It's not in the next person, the next thing, the next place. You've been carrying the answer around inside the whole time. Let's quit fishing blind and in the weeds. Be groovy, baby. Did I screw anything up? Mm-hmm.